This is the Sakar Muli of the 11th of May, 2026. Essence, sweet children, Baba has come to make you children praiseworthy, similar to himself. You are now imbibing the Father's praise. Question: with which expression do people on the path of devotion call out and remember God the Beloved with a lot of love, even though they don't know him fully? Answer: they call out and remember him with a lot of love, saying, O Beloved, when you come, I will only remember you and break my intellect's yoga away from everyone else and connect it to you alone. The Father says, children, I have now come. Therefore become soul conscious. Your first duty is to remember the Father with a lot of love. Om Shanti. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who has taken a body on loan, now sits here and explains to you sweetest embodied souls. I enter an ordinary old body. I come and teach many children. He only explains to you Brahmin children, who are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. He definitely explains to you through a mouth. Who else would he explain to? He says, children, you were calling out to me on the path of devotion, O purifier. Everyone in Bharat and the world in general calls out to me. When Bharat was pure, all the rest were in the land of peace. You children should keep in your awareness what the golden and silver ages are and what the copper and iron ages are. Your intellects have the full knowledge of who used to rule there. Just as the Father has the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of creation, so your intellects also have it. You children should also have the knowledge that the Father gives you. The Father comes and makes you children equal to himself. There is as much praise of the children as there is of the Father. The Father made you children more praiseworthy. Always consider it to be Shiv Baba teaching through this one. It is a soul who speaks to other souls. However, because people are body conscious, they think that so-and-so is teaching. In fact, it is souls who do everything. It is souls who play their parts. You have to become soul conscious. Repeatedly consider yourselves to be souls. Until you consider yourselves to be souls, you won't be able to remember the Father. You will forget him. When you are asked whose children you are, you reply that you are Shiv Baba's children. There is the question in the visitor's book, who is your father? They instantly tell you the names of their physical fathers. Okay, so what is the name of the father of souls? Some write Sri Krishna's name and others write Hanuman's name. Or they write that they don't know. Oh, you know your physical father, but you don't know the Parlokic father, whom you constantly remember when in sorrow. You even say, O God, have mercy. O God, give us a son. You ask God, do you not? The Father now tells you something very easy. Because you remain body conscious a great deal, there isn't the intoxication of the Father's inheritance. You should have a lot of intoxication. People perform devotion in order to meet God. To have sacrificial fires, do tapasya, to donate and perform charity are all devotion. Everyone remembers the one God. The Father says, I am the husband of all husbands and the father of all fathers. Everyone definitely remembers God the Father. It is souls who remember him. Although they speak of a wonderful star shining in the center of the forehead, they say this without any understanding. They don't understand the significance of it at all. You don't even know souls, so how could you know the Father of souls? Those on the path of devotion have visions. On the path of devotion, they build huge Shivalingams in order to worship them, because if they were to show the form of a point, no one would be able to understand it. These are subtle matters. People say that God is the infinite and eternal form of light. They say that he has a very big form. Those who belong to the Brahma Samaji sect say that God is light. No one in the world knows that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is a point. This is why they are confused. Some children even ask, "Baba, whom should we remember? We had heard that he is a big lingam form and that he is remembered in that form. Now, how can we remember a point?" "Oh, but you souls are points, and the Father too is a point. You call out to that soul, and so he would definitely come and sit here." All the visions that people have on the path of devotion are just devotion. They don't worship just one, for they have made many into God. How can devotees who continue to perform worship be called God? If God is omnipresent, whom are they worshipping? They perform many different types of devotion. The father explains, "Children, don't think that you will live for many more years. The time is now coming very close. Have the faith that Baba has to carry out this establishment through Brahma." The father himself says, "I tell you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world through this one. It is remembered that establishment takes place through Brahma. They don't know that the new world is called the land of Vishnu. This means that the dual form of Vishnu rules the kingdom there. No one knows who Vishnu is. You know that Brahma and Saraswati become the dual form of Vishnu and sustain that kingdom as Lakshmi and Narayan. There is the establishment of it through Brahma, and then they sustain the land of Vishnu, that is, heaven. It should enter your intellects that the Father is the ocean of knowledge, that he is the seed of the human world tree. He knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of this drama. He alone is the purifier. Whatever is the Father's business, it is also your business. You also purify the impure. In the world, a father may have 3 or 4 children, and one of them may have risen very high, whereas another may have a very low position. Here the father is teaching you the one business of how to purify the impure. Give everyone the aim of what Shiv Baba says, remember me." They have wrongly written in the Gita that God Sri Krishna speaks. You have to explain that God is incorporeal and that he is beyond rebirth. This is the one mistake they have made. You children are now becoming the masters of the land of Sri Krishna. Some will become part of the royal family and others will become subjects. It is called the land of Sri Krishna because everyone has a lot of love for Sri Krishna. Children are very much loved by everyone, and children also have love for their parents. All their love is then distributed among many. The Father now explains, don't consider yourselves to be bodies. Constantly have the faith that each of you is a soul. Become soul conscious. The Father is incorporeal and he has to take a body here in order to explain. He cannot explain anything without a body. You have your own bodies and Baba takes a body on loan. There is no question of inspiration in this. The Father himself says, I adopt this body to teach you children because you souls who have become Tamo Pradhan now have to become Sato Pradhan. They sing, O Purifier Come, but they don't understand the meaning of it. You now understand how the Father comes and purifies you. You also know that there will just be your small tree in the Golden Age. You will go to heaven, but no name or trace of any of the other lands will remain. Only the land of Bharat will be heaven. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and establishes heaven. It is now hell. It was only in the ancient land of Bharat that the deities used to rule. They no longer exist, but temples to them and their images exist here. Therefore this is a matter of Bharat. It doesn't enter the intellects of any of the people of Bharat that Bharat was heaven, where Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters, and that there was no other land then. There are now innumerable religions. The people of Bharat have become corrupt in their religion and actions. They call Sri Krishna the ugly and beautiful one, but they don't understand the meaning of that. He truly was ugly. It is said that Sri Krishna was bitten by a snake, and so he became ugly. He was a prince of the Golden Age, so how did he become ugly? You now understand these things. Even the parents of Sri Krishna are now studying. Sri Krishna is remembered as being higher than his parents. The names of his parents are not remembered. Generally, parents who give birth to such a child would also be just as lovely. But no, all the praise is of Radhe and Krishna. There is no praise of their parents. You have this knowledge in your intellects. This knowledge is day and devotion is night. People continue to stumble in the darkness of the night. It is now explained to you, children, that you are to live at home and continue to do this service. Explain to anyone, you are lovers of the one beloved for half a cycle. Everyone remembers him on the path of devotion, and so they are all his lovers. However, they don't know the beloved fully. They remember him with a lot of love. O beloved, when you come, I will only remember you and will break my intellect's yoga away from everyone else and connect it to you alone. You used to sing this, but you didn't know what inheritance you would receive from the Father. The Father now explains, become soul conscious. It is the first duty of you children to remember the Father. A son always remembers his father, and a daughter remembers her mother. They are equals. A son understands that he will be his father's heir. A daughter does not think in that way. She would be aware that she has to leave her parents' home and go to her in-laws' home. You now have the incorporeal and corporeal parents' home. People call out, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, have mercy. Remove our sorrow and grant us happiness. Liberate us. Become our guide. However, even great scholars don't know the meaning of this. The Father is the liberator of all. He is the benefactor of everyone. If those people cannot benefit themselves, how could they benefit others? Here the Father says, I come in an incognito way. You have heard the story of God the Friend. This is the bridge between the Iron and the Golden Ages, and you have to go across to the other side. God is the Father. He is also the Friend. He also plays the parts of the Mother, the Father, and the Teacher too. Because you have visions here, people say that there is magic here. Even those who do intense devotion have visions. There are many staunch devotees. They say, grant me a vision, otherwise I will cut my throat. Only then do they have visions. That is called intense devotion. There is no question of intense devotion here. Many have visions while sitting at home. I hold the key to divine visions. I also granted a divine vision to Arjuna. See this destruction. Now see your own kingdom. Now constantly remember me alone and you will become this. You now understand who Vishnu is. Those who build temples do not know this themselves. Sustenance takes place through Vishnu. Two arms of the forearms symbolize the male and two the female. The dual form of Vishnu represents Lakshmi and Narayan. However, no one understands anything. No one has any knowledge of either Shiv Baba or of Vishnu. At first, there was the attraction of Baba, and many used to come. In the beginning, the whole courtyard would be full. Judges and magistrates also used to come. Then there was fighting over purity, and they began to ask how the world would continue if children weren't born, that it is the law for the world population to grow. They forgot the words in the Gita, where God says, lust is the greatest enemy, and you have to conquer it. They started saying, give knowledge to both husband and wife together, not just to one. However, it can only be given to both when both of them come together. Even when this knowledge is given to both together, one would take it and the other one wouldn't. What can one do if it is not in their fortune? One becomes a swan and the other one remains a stork. Here you Brahmins are even more elevated than the deities. You know that you are children of God. You are the children of Shiv Baba. You will not have this knowledge in heaven. Even when you are in the incorporeal world, the land of liberation, you will not have this knowledge. This knowledge finishes when your bodies finish. You now have the knowledge that the one Baba is teaching you. This play is now coming to an end and all the actors are present here. Baba too has come here. All the souls who still remain up there are continuing to come down. When they have all come down, destruction will take place and the Father will take everyone back with him. Everyone has to return home. This impure world has to be destroyed. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Do the same business as the father, which is of purifying the impure. Give everyone the aim of remembering the father and of becoming pure. 2. Maintain the intoxication that this Brahmin life is even more elevated than that of the deities. Break your intellect yoga away from everyone else and remember the one beloved. Blessing. May you be loving and cooperative and achieve success in the service you do with the powers of love and renunciation. In the beginning, they had little power of this knowledge, but they achieved success on the basis of their renunciation and love. Day and night, their intellects had love for Baba and the Yajna, and the words Baba and the Yajna would emerge from their hearts. This love made everyone cooperative. Centers were created with these powers. They became Manmanabhav with the love of the corporeal one. The love of the corporeal one made them cooperative. So now continue to surround everyone with the powers of love and renunciation and you will be successful. Slogan. In order to become an angel, become free from wasteful words and words that would disturb others. Avyakt signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. No matter what happens through matter or people, nothing should be able to shake your unshakable seat. You are that strong, are you not? When your body is not able to sit on that seat, it would continue to fidget, would it not? In the same way, your mind is not causing fluctuation, is it? Remain constantly unshakable and immovable, and let there not be the slightest upheaval. If there is sometimes upheaval and sometimes stability, you will then receive a throne at some times and not at other times. Om Shanti.